Thank you for calling Miami Key. This is Rudo speaking.
Hi, Attorney John Labib, please.
Sharif or Labib, 15 Labib. Hang on.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, Labib, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Dennis?
Yes, so it looks like you spoke with my coworker Nick back in March 17th, actually. I believe you put a request for some information off of our website, and you were looking for some funds to buy out your partner and maybe do some advertising as well?
Yeah.
So just wanted to check in with you. Is that something that you're still looking into or not, or...?
Actually, we get one or two offer, but there was too far from what we are need. Like they give us like for 6 months, it was 129, and when we told them we need only for 3 months, and they found it, it's like go down to 126 or 127, something like that. This is too much.
Gotcha. So you're looking for a longer term. So the business was just started up in October of last year.
Yeah, we need it only for 3 months.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, it's something I can look into. Who was your approval through, out of curiosity?
It's Alliance.
Valiant?
Alliance,
or something like that. Okay. I'm not too familiar with them, but I mean, it's a tough one usually. I mean, if you've done... So you had done 220,000 and as of March 17th, roughly, right?
Now we are almost breaking the 300, but let me see which company. But I think this is another company.
Yeah, I have the name I have down for the business is Promise Services.
Promise Services, yes.
Okay.
Its name is BIZFI. The paper coming. Yeah.
I'm familiar with those guys. So they were able to give you 129,000?
No. It's 23,000 to 30,000.
Okay.
The interest or the rate was 1.29.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Oh, makes sense.
Yeah,
I was like that's a lot of money for
So
1.29. Okay.
Yeah.
And you were looking for more funds then in a longer term or shorter term?
No, we need short term, but we need like something we can afford. For example, we can pay for 3 months, 3,000.
3,000, okay.
Yeah, this is, we can afford 6 months, like 4,500, it's okay. So.
Well, I mean, without any cost at all incurred or... You know, any interest or anything, 3,000 over 3 months is only, that's only 12,000 total.
Yeah, I know. This is what we get, we get for them on three months is 5,000, 5.5.
Oh, I see, okay.
Too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I see here that the company did do a loan through Axis Capital last year. There was a loan done through Axis Capital. Do you guys have any equipment that you own outright?
Yes, lease equipment, yeah. We have it.
Okay.
For 1 year now.
Gotcha, okay. Do you own any equipment currently outright? Do you have anything that is not being financed that the business owns?
As assets? No. We have only the equipment lease with the two companies. We pay like $1,900 per month. And that's it. Nothing else.
Gotcha, okay. Oh man, that's a tough one. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm sure you have a great business. You're obviously growing, and it sounds like you're definitely going to succeed. It's just a matter of getting your foot in the door and doing something now, you know. And then our loans are renewable, but I just don't know how much you'd be approved of for, you know, initially.
We have to campaign now, like the advertising. So I think it would be good. That the sales will be increased in the next 2 months.
Well, advertising will definitely help, huh?
Yeah, sure. 100%, yeah.
Well, I'd be interested to look into it and see what we can do for you. If you...
We're looking for between 23 to 30 for 3 months. That's it.
Okay. 23 to 30 for 3 months. And you don't want to pay more than, you know,
because I already have an offer. It's not from company, it's for persons that they will loan us for 3,000 for 3 months. I already have this offer. So, but I prefer to build my credit.
And that definitely will help to build business credit and
exactly,
you know, establish the company on the map, you know?
Yes.
23 to 30. Okay, yeah, you know, something I'd be willing to look into, actually. But I'll tell you what. Let's see here. Do you have an email address you like to use, Labib?
Yeah. It's Labib, L-A-B-I-B.
Okay.
Dot W A G for girl, U for umbrella, I for ice, H for Henry, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So, just Labib, L-A-B-I-B, dot W-A-G as in girl, U as in unicorn, I as in India, H in hotel, @gmail.com.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you out our application along with the list of items we'll need for your approval. Being that your company was just started in October, you might want to provide all bank statements just to show the trend, the growth of the business.
Yeah, I can send it to you immediately. I already sent it to the other guys, so we don't mind. I can send you the last 6 months.
Okay.
Did you need 6 months or more or less?
I think more is better just because it shows the trend of growth, really.
Yeah. Very much.
That's my personal opinion, and I think that'll help underwriting see the company and how you've grown from the original start date.
Yeah.
But with that being said, do you have any sort of tax documentation from last year?
Oh, sure. The tax return, you mean? Profit and loss or the income statement, what exactly are you looking for?
Well, did you file as a corporation or a sole proprietorship? Or LLC?
It's corporation,
S Corp?
S Corp, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, all I need is the 1120S form that shows your gross annual sales from last year.
Okay, can you put it as a requirement in the email so I can forward to my CPA so you send it to me?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that for you right now.
Yeah, please.
Not a problem. I'll get it right to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You too. I'll talk to you soon, Labib. Thank you.
Yeah, so bye.
Bye-bye.